What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Create Lab podcast. We're going to be changing things up a little bit, and hopefully you guys like this new format. We're going to start this week talking about the CrossFit Open. The CrossFit Open has officially started. The 2021 season has officially started. So let's discuss how things went from a programming perspective. First of all, I want to say how proud I am of all of our athletes and how well they performed. The only thing that we as a gym did not practice before the open was the wall walks. So I'm pleased as to how well we prepared for this as a gym. Let's start talking about 21.1. We first saw wall walks and double unders, an interesting couplet that was very shoulder dominant. We saw a time domain workout of 15 minutes for the average athlete, as most people time capped this workout. But even the advanced athletes finished in that 10 to 15 minute window. If we look at things through the CrossFit prism of gymnastics, weightlifting, and monostructural movements, we have a gymnastics and a monostructural movement. We saw 21.2 with a repeat of 17.1, which has an ascending rep scheme of dumbbell snatches and box jump overs. This was a sub-10 minute workout for elite athletes, but took the average athlete into that 15 to 20 minute time domain. Again, looking at this through the CrossFit prism, we see a gymnastics movement and a weightlifting movement. So now we have two couplets to start the 2021 season. Then we move to the most fun workout, in my opinion, 21.3. This involved weightlifting and gymnastics, but with an ascending scale of the gymnastics. So we can look at this more like a chipper with a full weightlift, than a couplet. And then finally, a full weightlifting workout with workout 21.4 with the clean complex. So let's just dissect this a little bit more. We had two couplets and a chipper. We saw one monostructural movement, five gymnastics movements, three weightlifting movements. I won't count the clean complex as a movement pattern itself, as the movement pattern itself is the same as the front squats and the thrusters. But if you did, you would have four weightlifting movements. So it did prioritize gymnastic strong athletes this year. But if we go back to the CrossFit fitness pyramid, we know that the order of priority is nutrition, monostructural, gymnastics, and then weightlifting and throwing. We know that gymnastics will take priority over weightlifting. Now, why only one monostructural movement? Let's take a deep dive. With the organization of events, if you had a strong monostructural base, you will have done very, very well in this year's open, as the workouts took you beyond that 10-minute time domain, which prioritizes the oxidative energy system. So a strong monostructural base will help you do very well in this competition. I've heard some say that this open favors a smaller person, but I don't necessarily agree. 21.1 obviously favored the gymnastic strong person, but 21.4 favored the stronger athlete. So the two cancel each other out. Even the gymnastics movements in 21.3 are relatively simple for higher-end athletes. I won't even say elite athletes, as bar muscle-ups are a skill that many novices have. We saw in the open reveal workout that the athletes went unbroken on both the toes-to-bar and the chest-to-bar pull-ups. The repetitions added up each round that it was still 30 repetitions gymnastics movements and 30 repetitions for weightlifting movements. And I will go ahead and argue that you're more likely to see the lighter athletes break up their gymnastics movements, which takes away their strengths, as the weightlifting portion will be done unbroken by most athletes, but still faster by the stronger athlete. So I would see this as a very fair test. 21.2 is a workout that most can do RX, but you have to have the mental capacity to finish. Dumbbell snatches and bird box jump overs are movements that we can all do, but rest when we tell ourselves that we are tired. They are movements that you can always do one more rep of if you just get out of your own head. So ultimately, if we take a step back and look at the 3 weeks as a test of overall fitness, I would say the 2021 Open does just that. We will see that the truly fittest athletes did excel. We will see those that biased their training did end up seeing that they biased their training. Now is the time for us as programmers and as athletes to look past our egos and see where we need to improve this next year. What should we be working on? What we should maintain, rather than complaining about how this favored one type of athlete over the other. So with that, you know, programming though, we'll talk about DCL programming this past week. We started with our back squat 3-week wave. We went for a high volume back squat at 5 repetition max. The goal should be to hit at least your 3 rep max from last cycle for a 3 rep, which was on January 4th. On Wednesday, we went for a 3 rep max push press, and we should be looking to break our old record from January 6th. Whenever we go for these maxes, obviously we want to, you know, we don't all hit a 1 rep max, a new record every single time, even though that's what our goal is to do. But it's designed to teach our bodies to push an all-out effort every single time. Life doesn't give us percentages. We must learn how to train to our max often. By switching up the amount of repetitions we max out at, we don't allow ourselves to overtrain, as the weight would be constantly different. For our skill development this week, we worked heavy snatches or cleans on Tuesday, training up to 85% of those lifts. And on Thursdays, we worked on handstand walk skill work. Hopefully, we got a little bit more comfortable with those movements as we went along. This week's programming brought us triplets and couplets. My two favorites, yesterday on Wednesday, and then upcoming on Friday, will be quite different in design. Wednesday was an interval style workout where we tried to go for max rep thrusters after two heavy conditioning movements with the calories on the assault bike and bar facing burpees. The thruster weight was descending in weight every single round. We started at 155 for men, 105 for women, and ended at 95 pounds for the guys, 65 pounds for the women. On Friday, we have a 5-round workout of a 400-meter run and clean and jerks at a moderate weight at 185 for males and 125 for females. Let's see who can do well at both of those workouts, one being interval style, one just being the longer grind type workout. As you guys can see, we've switched up the format a little bit on this podcast. We're going back to this weekly podcast rather than to do an everyday podcast. We'll be talking more about CrossFit, health-related news, and then discuss the programming for the week, how we designed it, and why. Hope you like this new version. Don't forget to share, subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, tell me what you want to hear more about. As always, guys, I hope you have a great week. Don't forget to let me know of how you feel, and don't forget to do great things for your country, and have a great day.